From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Trump administration officials insist North Korea must halt all nuclear missile testing if leader Kim Jong-un hopes to meet President Donald Trump in May. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on the NBC program Meet the Press.
The president has made it clear that the conditions are
there's no
nuclear testing and that there's no missiles, and those will be a condition through the meeting.
Mnuchin said denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula remains the key objective. The director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, said Mr. Trump's maximum pressure campaign was a different approach from the past and paid off.
President Trump took a different tact entirely, put an enormous global ally-supported pressure campaign on the North Koreans that has had a real impact on the regime, on the North Korean economy, and has caused Kim Jong-un to reach out and say that he wants to begin to have discussions on terms that the United States has never achieved before.
Senior Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, however, expressed concern Mr. Trump may go into the meeting ill-prepared.
We have no ambassador right now to South Korea. The assistant secretary in charge of this area, that's another vacant post. And this is important because these are the people who know the economy, who know the language, who know the history, who know our military needs. So I am very concerned that the president may be taken advantage of here.
An exact date and venue for the talks have not yet been announced. The election in Sierra Leone to succeed term-limited President Ernest Bai Koroma is said to be too close to call, even after 75% of the votes have been counted. Main opposition leader Julius Maada Bio is running neck and neck with the ruling party candidate Samuel Kamara. Final results expected in a few days. This is VOA News.